Micaiah Brazel is 10 years old and loves to run.
It feels really fun, and sometimes when you get to run with your friend, you have fun, you get to laugh.
But she hasn't always been into running. She started liking it a lot more when she joined Girls on the Run last year. It's a national after-school program designed to inspire girls to be confident and healthy.
Go, 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 Lorena!
Girls on the Run got its start in Sitka 5 years ago. Every spring, girls in grades 3 through 5 meet in the school gym at Kitgushihin twice a week.
Ready?
Brian Sparks is a domestic violence prevention specialist at the women's shelter in town. Sitkins Against Family Violence are safe. He organizes the local branch of Girls on the Run. He hopes the program strengthens bonds among girls and makes them less likely to become victims of violence in the future.
It's a program that I think really creates resiliency within the girls individually and also within their peer groups and within the community.
Every practice has a lesson. It might have to do with how to stop bullying or resist peer pressure. Kim Johns is Nakaya's coach and is leading today's lesson.
One very powerful idea that we are going to talk about today is the power we have to choose our friends.
The game encourages girls to choose friends who celebrate who they are just the way they are. Kim reads positive and negative messages like,
"That report you did was
or,
"Oh my gosh, you can do better than that."
And depending on the type of message, the girls either run in a circle with a bounce in their step or slowly drag their feet. For Nakaya, one exercise stands out among the rest: silent running.
Well, it's to help think of stuff that might encourage others in you.
Running silently gives her some quiet time to think about what she wants to do and who she wants to be.
I thought about working as a teacher. Yeah. And probably being a coach in Girls on Run. I also want to learn how to speak Tlingit because I already know the Pledge of Allegiance in Tlingit.
Brian says the idea is that these girls will bring the lessons they learned in Girls on the Run into their future and that it will lead to greater social change.
They spread these lessons, let's say the not gossiping lesson. Well, okay, so now if somebody who's not in Girls on the Run, you know, starts to gossip, there's a critical mass of girls who have attended Girls on the Run who don't accept that behavior anymore.
On Saturday, all the girls' hard work is put to the test. They're running a 5K race along the ocean through Totem Park. They organize into running groups and pose for a group photo. Nakaya ran the 5K last year and says that even though it was really hard, she was proud that she set a goal and stuck to it.
Ready?
Three, two, one!
Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ann Bryce.